Researchers say they've achieved something new in the treatment of advanced heart disease. They've given patients a drug that significantly reduces the amount of cholesterol that clogs their arteries. The reduction takes only a few weeks. NPR's Richard Knox reports the drug's origins stretch back nearly a quarter century to a town in northern Italy.
Back in 1980, doctors in Milan discovered a middle-aged man from the resort town of Limone sul Garda who had what looked like dangerously low levels of HDL. That's the good cholesterol that helps keep arteries clean. But the man had no signs of heart disease, neither did his family. The Milan researchers found about 40 other residents of the little town with the same paradoxical trait. It's a mutant form of HDL. Dr. P.K. Shaw of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles says the researchers pored through musty old records to see what these 40 people had in common.
Using church birth records maintained for several hundred years, it was found that these 40 currently living individuals with this mutant form could be traced back to 1780 to a common ancestor, Giovanni Pomeroli and Rosa Giovanelli.
The story might have ended there. Back in the 1980s, heart researchers were still arguing about whether high cholesterol actually caused heart disease. Then in the 90s, the focus was on drugs to lower LDL, the bad cholesterol. But Shaw and others didn't forget the Italian HDL mutant. They made a synthetic form of it and injected it into animals with clogged arteries. The HDL mutant dramatically reduced the clogs. Today, the Journal of the American Medical Association carries the first report on humans given injections of the HDL mutant. It's a small study, only 57 heart attack patients. But Dr. Stephen Nissen, who led it, says the new drug dramatically reduced cholesterol deposits, called plaques.
I must tell you that I was absolutely stunned. What we found was a significantly smaller amount of plaque in the coronaries in the patients that were treated, and we saw no change in those that were given a placebo, in this case, a salt solution. And so we had very compelling evidence that we could reverse some of the plaque buildup in the coronaries in a matter of only 5 weeks.
Plaque shrank an average of 4.2% in patients who got the mutant HDL. Nissen says that doesn't sound like much of a reduction, but it's 10 times more than the standard cholesterol-lowering drugs typically produce over a period of years.
The idea that we could really erase several years' worth of accumulation of plaque in a matter of weeks was really pretty surprising.
The HDL drug has to be injected, so it wouldn't be practical for long-term use. Dr. Daniel Rader of the University of Pennsylvania imagines people getting the new drug right after a heart attack.
What this suggests is maybe there is an opportunity to treat people kind of in the short term, clean out their arteries to a certain extent, and then place them on therapies for the long term to keep them clean.
Nissen hopes a large study can get underway in 6 months or so, with results in 3 years. Some researchers think it might not take an exotic HDL mutant to clear arteries. Injecting regular HDL might work just as well, but since ordinary HDL can't be patented, drug companies have no incentive to develop that. Richard Knox, NPR News.